This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Educator, author, and activist Mary Church Terrell was born in 1863 in Memphis, Tennessee. Her parents were former slaves of mixed race who found great success in business. In fact, her father became one of the South's first African-American millionaires by investing in real estate after the city's yellow fever epidemic of 1898. Mary was sent away to attend school in Ohio at age 7 and stayed there to attend Oberlin College, the first college in the U.S. to accept Black students. Terrell was elected to two of the college's literary societies and served as editor of the Oberlin Review. She also met Frederick Douglass, who became a lifelong friend. And when she graduated, she became the first Black woman to earn a college degree in the U.S. Terrell went on to earn a master's degree, then started teaching, before spending 2 years in Europe, where she became fluent in French, German, and Italian. Upon her return, she settled in Washington, D.C., and shifted her attention from teaching to social activism and writing. Her articles, poems, and short stories appeared in both the Black and white press. After learning that a childhood friend of hers from Memphis had been lynched, Terrell, along with Frederick Douglass, pleaded with President Harrison for a public condemnation of lynching, but he wouldn't do it. This is when she helped form what became the National Association of Colored Women. Terrell also became active in the suffrage movement as one of only a few African-American women who were allowed to attend national suffrage meetings. Within the movement, there was a reluctance to include Black women, if not outright exclude them from the cause. But this didn't stop Terrell from taking every opportunity to speak or write about their struggles. In 1904, she was invited to speak in Berlin at the International Congress of Women. She was the only Black woman at the conference and was received enthusiastically when she gave her address in German, then French, and concluded with English. Recognized as a gifted speaker, this launched her 30-year career on the lecture circuit. In 1940, Terrell wrote her autobiography titled A Colored Woman in a White World. The book outlined her personal experiences with racism and gender discrimination and how she came to understand her mobility as a white passing African American woman as necessary to creating greater links between Black and white Americans. One of the final chapters in the book describes carrying on and her intent to stay active as she aged, and she did. At age 85, she became the first African American admitted to the Association of University Women, and at age 86, she helped bring down segregated restaurants in Washington, D.C., after being refused service by a whites-only cafe. Mary Church Terrell died in 1954 at age 91. She lived just long enough to witness the U.S. Supreme Court's historic Brown versus Board of Education ruling. Today, the main library at Oberlin College bears her name, and her home in Washington, D.C. has been named a National Historic Landmark. She will forever be remembered in these words. And so, lifting as we climb, onward and upward we go, struggling and striving and hoping that the buds and blossoms of our desires will burst into glorious fruition ere long.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.